think Buster Scruggs is the ultimate play like a Brown type of guy.
Can't thank our fans enough.
Everyone just rallying together and getting it done, man. That was a special feeling.
Happy New Year, Dog Pound, and welcome to another edition of Inside the Cleveland Browns. The season's over, but we're still rolling. I'm Nathan Zagura, joined as always by Sarah Carnes.
It is a new year, Nathan, but it's hard to forget the season the Browns had in 2014.
To compete in the AFC North, that you have to be willing to bloody your nose a little bit. And I think that's the mentality that we're going to take here, that this team is going to be built on toughness.
It's winning. I think Jimmy Haslam has said it, Mike Pettine has said it, and I believe the fans of Cleveland have said it, is that it's all about winning.
Not too often you get to play high school, college, and play in the National Football League in the same state. And I now have this opportunity. But I know that, you know, a lot of hard work, you know, a lot of good leadership and a lot of good football, physical football, we can change this thing around.
I think it's something special about this city. And that's the reason I'm here. And I'm going to make the most of this opportunity, and I'm going to maximize.
The kick is up, and it is good! 3 seconds left, and the Browns lead. Benjamin caught it in the back of the end zone. Touchdown! What a comeback in Tennessee! Back to pass, looking, lobbing, Cameron caught it! He's got it all the way! 10-5, touchdown! And the Browns dominate the Steelers on this Sunday afternoon. Billy Cundiff wins it at the buzzer!
We get to drop games back-to-back, and that to me just speaks to our mental toughness and our ability to compartmentalize. Awesome job. Let's get ready.
We started in a direction where there were some positives early and there were some negatives late.
The biggest lament for us is how disappointing it was for our fans here to be 6-3 and to finish 7-9. You know, that's hard to deal with.
We've learned a lot about ourselves. We've learned a lot about our culture. We learned a lot about that foundation that we're trying to lay. And it's not perfect right now. And it's going to require us sanding some edges and making some adjustments.
I'm very excited about moving forward, making changes, and accomplishing what we want to accomplish next year.
And Coach Pettine, Jimmy Haslam, Alex Shiner, myself, all believe that at the end of the day, this is about creating a culture where we consistently win. And at the end of the day, we find a way to bring championships to the city of Cleveland.
Now, one thing you got to note about this season is that it was the first year for head coach Mike Pettine, and I'd say 3 more wins than last year. Overall, you have to say he did a pretty good job calling the shots.
I couldn't agree more. The team made significant strides, and the future looks bright. Let's hear from Coach Pettine on what he learned during his inaugural season.
First season as an NFL head coach in the books. How did it go?
It was a roller coaster ride. It didn't finish up the way that we wanted it to. Very disappointing finish. But just this brief time now to reflect back on it. We did a lot of good things. A lot of positives to pull from it, and a lot of lessons that we learned. So it's very, very encouraging. Looking forward, knowing that we have the nucleus of our team returning. And we'll be a year better.
What do you think was your greatest success as an NFL head coach, and what do you think was your greatest challenge?
Well, I think the success comes with just in the beginning, one, hiring the right staff. Very confident in the coaching staff, thrilled with the job that they did this year. And then from that, we were able to present what we're trying to get done to these players, and they bought in. I think that was the biggest accomplishment. It wasn't about wins and losses. That's, to me, is just validation of what we're trying to get done. But it was the buy-in. Like I said, the vast majority of our guys are on board with what we're doing, and very, very thrilled with that. You know, the challenge part of it, there's I don't know if I could put it as any one major challenge. I think it's just a lot of little things, just kind of the daily battles of getting our guys to do all the little things right, and that's on the field, off the field. That's in practice. That's during games. That to me, I knew coming into it that being a head coach was so much less about football, so much less about X's and O's, and more about managing people. So I feel I was very well prepared in that way. But it was a blast. I loved it. exceeded my expectations, and can't wait to get back at it next year.
What are you the most proud of?
I think it's the results that we had, some of the big moments, the games that we had, that we were able to, put a smile on the face of Cleveland Browns fans all over the place. And to me, that's the flip side of that is my biggest lament, my biggest disappointment, is the tough losses, the disappointing losses, and the disappointing November and December.
What was your favorite moment of the season?
There's a lot. There's a lot. I would say the first one for sure that jumps out would be the New Orleans win. That we were able to hold a pretty good quarterback down for a good part of that game, but unfortunately gave up the lead late and then had the ability to drive the length of the field. And I still feel like that pass to Hawkins is still in the air.
It was a long time.
And to be able to finish that one at home. Was to me I could feel the ground shake beneath my feet. It was like a tremor when the kick went through.
I had chills when Cundiff made that field goal to beat the Saints.
So did I, and I'll tell you what, Mike Pettine afterwards lit the victory cigar, and nothing is better than seeing that and hearing the Dog Pound erupt after a win. Now don't move a muscle, because when ICB returns, we'll hear more from head coach Mike Pettine.
We're all so much looking forward to getting that house by the lake rocking.
Find out what it means to play like a Brown.
Whenever I think of play like a Brown, I always think of...
And hear from players on their favorite moments of 2014.
One of the better feelings I had on this team was early in the season.
Hey, that's what you call a team win now. Made plays when we had to. This is an awesome feeling, okay? Awesome feeling. I usually have a lot more to say. You guys got me, though. we had yet to drop games back-to-back, and that, to me, just speaks of our mental toughness and our ability to compartmentalize. Awesome job. Let's get ready.
Welcome back to ICB. Nathan, I could really get used to those victory speeches in the locker room.
No question. I'd like to see about 10 of those every single year. Now, let's find out what moments Coach Pettine will cherish from his rookie season.
Was there one play this year where somebody on the team made a play where you said, that is the epitome of play like a Brown?
There's a bunch of them. I mean, Travis Benjamin, I mean, it was on an interception against Carolina when he ran the defender down and stripped the ball. I mean, that's one that a recent one that jumps out.
Batonio in Atlanta.
Batonio in Atlanta is another one for sure. Because when you talk about, if you want to go review bonehead coaching moves of the year, that would be attempting that. But I guess we all wanted to see.
You wanted to set him up.
We wanted to see Joel Batonio run, run every bit of his 4.9 40 against Hester.
Who are some under the radar guys that you think next year are ready to explode and take their games to the next level?
I don't think Batonio is that under the radar, but I know he'll be that much better in year two. I think Gibson will be back healthy, and hopefully we can get him re-signed, and that he'll be there again. Just some of those young guys that, whether it was Desir, K'Wan Williams is another guy had a good year for us, and I'm nowhere close to being ready to give up on some of our other rookies that went through some tough times, whether it's the Terrence West. I think he proved to some people against Baltimore in front of his hometown crowd that he has NFL ability, and I think I'm confident that he'll be better. I know Justin Gilbert's been, beat up and raked over the coals for the last couple of weeks, and I'm confident that he wants to get it right, and the people around him want to get him right, and I'm confident that we'll get that done. And Johnny, I know Johnny's been through a lot and learned a lot of lessons, tough lessons, some very tough, very public lessons that he's been through that we're hopeful that we can get him right and headed in the right direction. So to me, it's just very encouraged, because knowing that given where we are, cap space, draft picks, young nucleus of talent, and in a full off season, I think the sky's the limit for this team.
Yeah, if you want to say anything to the Dog Pound after your first year.
I just can't thank our fans enough. I mean, the support for us was tremendous. And again, just disappointed that our last home games that we weren't able to make the fans proud. and just vow that as a staff and as a team that that we'll put a product out there next year, much improved. And to me, we're all so much looking forward to getting that house by the lake rocking.
I don't know about you, but I'm all in on Coach Pettine. I love the way he relates to his players.
I agree. It's hard to argue with that, but it's even harder to argue with the players who liked Coach Pettine from day one.
I liked him from the very beginning. I mean, he looked scary. He looked like Stone Cold, so I didn't know how to approach him.
You know, he has that same look on his face all the time. Everybody thought he was like mean, and then once he started talking, I'm like, oh, okay, he's all right.
As the season unraveled and, you begin to see Coach Pett's true side, man, I mean, it's a blessing to have a coach like him, he's that guy that demands attention, and, that's what you want as your general.
You know, throughout the year, you saw him smile a little bit more and, kind of let his guard down, which was good, but, he's all about business, and that's what you want. It makes you want to play hard for him.
Everything you say, is true. He's not going to sugarcoat anything, and, that's what you need. You don't need no one that's going to, spoon feed you, kind of like beat around the bush and not get straight to it.
That's big to players from a respect factor. Now, I don't think there's a guy in that locker room to say they don't respect Coach Pettine, and that's also not the case in every NFL locker room.
You can go to him at any time, and you can discuss things with him, and he's one of the coaches that no matter what the outside say, whoever in-house is in-house, and we as a team, you can go to battle any day with that.
Pat just has like this dry sarcasm to him. You don't know what he's going to do. He could be walking around the sideline and just come up behind you and say, hey, how's it going? But, it's just one of those things you just don't expect it. He's just, he's a funny guy, real funny guy. But when it's time to get on to business, he gets down to business.
He's a coach that that has set the standards and believes in his players to live up to him. And I think that's really a lot of motivation for us as a team.
It's been a lot of fun, and he's definitely the right guy for this job. I'm excited for year two and three and to just see where he can take this, and you get to get the right guys in the building, and who knows what can happen.
Now I'm with you, Jimbo. I can't wait to see what's in store next year for the Browns. Now, Jim Leonard does say he's retiring, but I think he could find his way onto this coaching staff. And speaking of staying right here, you need to do that dog pound because we'll be back with more ICB. When ICB returns, we'll hear some of the players' favorite moments of 2014.
We were down and out, and we fought as a team to come all the way back and win.
And find out what it means to play like a Brown.
When I think of playing like a Brown, I would say one of the top on my list, if not the top, would be...
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. This season has been a ton of fun, not only for the players, coaches, and fans, but for us too.
Of course I can do a cartwheel, Sarah. Come on.
May the swag be with you.
Caw, 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 caw.
Yeah.
Let's make Joe Flacco think he's wacko.
When you sit in the sun and hold the gold to your face, you get a real nice tan.
Rock on.
That's right, Sarah. We've had a blast on ICB, especially that Halloween edition. I'll never forget when I dressed up as the Macho Man Randy Savage. Yeah!
I'll never forget that day either, although I'm a little more interested to see what the players will pick as their favorite moments of 2014.
Since I've been here, all the fans always talk about just beat Pittsburgh. If you beat Pittsburgh, our season's made. Our season's made. We don't care as long as you beat Pittsburgh.
Here's Hoyer back to pass. Looking, lobbing, Cameron caught it. He's got it all the way. 10-5, touchdown.
So I'd say beating Pittsburgh the way we did, pretty handily, I thought that was a pretty good experience.
They give the ball. It goes to West. He creeps through to the outside 40, 45, 50, 45, shoulder down 40, down to the 39-yard line. What a run by Terrence West.
Each of our seven wins were a favorite of mine, just that feeling in the locker room. After that first game against Pittsburgh, even though it didn't, we didn't finish on top, the way we rebounded in the second half and just like the poise everyone showed at halftime in the locker room and, really the leaders kind of took over and the young guys followed and we really showed a lot of heart and character in that second half.
My favorite game would be not one that I played, but the first win that we got against the Saints, how everybody was just jumping around, dancing, saw a lot of guys dancing that I didn't think that would be dancing, but just that experience for the first win was just an unforgettable moment and something that I cherish forever.
My favorite moment of this season was, I wasn't even a part of the win, but week two versus the Saints. I mean, that's hometown team. A lot of guys back home are calling, hey, you're going to get beat. Drew Brees is going to kill you guys. But, I mean, I cheer for my team, I root for my team, and we got the win, and, I mean, that was a big one.
On first down, he turns, bootleg out, back into the end zone, loads it up. Here comes Kruger, and he got him right by the goal line. Paul Kruger plastered Brees.
One of the better feelings I had on this team was early in the season when we beat the Saints. I feel like that was kind of a set a benchmark for us as a team. We knew we had something special, but to go out there and prove it against a really good team like the Saints, I think that was really special for us as a team to come together like that.
Looking back on the season, I would have to say that Tennessee game was definitely a highlight.
We were down and out, and we fought as a team to come all the way back and win.
The Travis Benjamin touchdown in the Titans game, you know, when we came all the way back, you know, that was a big turning point for us.
Knowing that the Tennessee game, muffed the punt, then the Nets play, caught a pass, then finished the game with two touchdowns, with the game winning touchdown.
Up in the pocket, now he fires down the middle, Benjamin caught it, touchdown!
And then everyone just rallying together and getting it done, man. That was a special feeling, and it doesn't happen a lot in the NFL.
To be in that atmosphere and feel that and have us come back from 28-3, I mean, that was definitely a crazy moment for Cleveland Browns, for the city of Cleveland as well.
Fine, fine, fine. Just because it was the biggest road comeback in NFL history, I'll admit, it was a little bit better than my Macho Man impression. Just a little.
I think so. Well, that historic Browns win is currently up for the GMC Never Say Never Moment of the Year. To vote for this moment, head over to NFL.com/GMC now.
After you go vote, and go vote now, hurry back to the couch for more ICB. Time for some ICB trivia. The 2014 Browns are the first team with two rookie running backs to rush for more than 600 yards since what year? A, 1957, B, 1967, or C, 1977? The answer coming up after the break. The 2014 Browns are the first team with two rookie running backs to rush for more than 600 yards since what year? The answer is B. In 1967, the San Diego Superchargers had two rookie running backs top the 600-yard mark, as Dickie Post had 663 yards and Brad Hubbard checked in with 643 yards.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Nathan, tell me, what six words make up the mantra, play like a Brown?
I will tell you, and they are as follows. Accountable, relentless, productive, passionate, tough, and competitive.
Wow, I'm impressed. From day one of training camp, it was apparent that players bought into the play like a Brown philosophy that embodied each of those key characteristics all season long.
Yeah, when I think of playing like a Brown, I would say one of the top on my list, if not the top, will be Dante Whitner. To see him come back to Cleveland and embrace what it is to play like a Brown, and just the passion he plays with, the energy he plays with, glad to be his teammate. And if we get more guys to follow his lead, then we'll be successful in the near future.
It's got to be between Craig Robertson and Carlos Dansby. Day in and day out, on and off the field, they play, you know, like a Brown.
Carlos Dansby is one of them. I think Johnson Bademos, every week you see him, no matter what role he's playing, you see him flying downfield, making plays.
Whenever I think of play like a Brown, I always think of Alex Mack. He's got so many moments when he could make the play like a Brown highlight film.
It'll probably be Alex Mack. You know, he's a high motor guy. He gives 110% every play.
One of the moments is, I think it was maybe the Tennessee game, where he was sprinting down the field when the ball was still in the air being thrown. It almost looked like he was trying to catch the ball before the receiver did. But really, he was just trying to cover the ball downfield like the coaches always ask. And it was one of those moments where we all kind of laughed about it. But he really is a play like a Brown type guy.
I had to say Buster. It was in probably Tennessee week. I was asking some questions and stuff out there, and he was just like, listen, man, you're a good player. Just relax and just make it happen. And that's probably one person that I say just gave me some words of advice on the field.
I think Buster is the ultimate play like a Brown type of guy. You know how hard this guy works, how much he puts into his craft, how he never gives up on any type of play. Then he's the ultimate play like a Brown type of player.
My play like a Brown example would be Travis Benjamin's. He was thrown to, the ball got intercepted. He ran, I don't know how many yards, stripped the ball back and recovered the fumble. I mean, that's what play like a Brown is. He did it the hard way. He chased the guy down. He didn't give up on the play. He stripped the ball out and recovered the ball for 11 or 9 yard gain. I mean, it was a big time play.
I can't really pinpoint one specifically because there's so many. I could go down a list: Kruger, Whitner, Dansby, Thomas, Tony. Like, I could go on and on and on. You know, Patton would talk about it on a weekly basis, and you know, there would be examples and examples of guys just laying it on the line. I think when we were having success, that was the biggest factor.
Now, Sarah, I'm known to get a little bit animated on the sideline, but when the Browns were in Carolina, after an interception, Travis Benjamin ran all the way across the field, stripped the ball out, recovered a fumble, and I was saying to myself, play like a Brown, Travis, atta baby. Loved it. What a great play.
It sure was. And Dog Pound, you can vote for your favorite moment of the season by going to clevelandbrowns.com.
Thanks for joining us on the first edition of Inside the Cleveland Browns for 2015. Be sure to visit clevelandbrowns.com for up-to-date news, exclusive features, and much, much more. For Sarah Carnes, I'm Nathan Zagura saying we'll see you next week with more ICB. Have a great night, everybody.